We're back for the 79th time.
79th time, season four kicking off. You already know what time it is. NFL season is back. We are joined again with my co-host here, Mohamed Omar.
Yes,
with
sir.
The fresh AJ Brown shirt.
Let's go. He didn't score, but you know, we out here.
We out here, and y'all, gonna bring you guys some fire content this season. Hey, man, right off the bat, NFL scriptwriters. Bravo.
Very
you really threw a lot of curveballs at us week one.
Did you see Joe Burrow not being able to defeat the Browns in week one?
You know, I don't think he's ever beaten the Browns.
Never.
I don't think he's ever. That's crazy.
The Browns have Joe Burrow.
I'm sure he has. No,
I don't think he's
actually,
ever
I think he.
Actually,
I think he beat them one time in Cincinnati. But
maybe
his record
once.
Against them is not good.
It's not
damn.
Good.
It's like 1-5.
But he could beat Mahomes.
Oh, easy.
He could beat Mahomes,
yeah. But not the biggest plot twist in the script is Aaron Rodgers, for sure, tearing his Achilles.
Ah, man. You know, like, first things first, you know, it's just like something like so cat, like, I don't even know how to kind of explain it because it hurts me for Jets fans. But also, if you're a Jets fan, what's new? What's new to you? You know, this is what you're used to.
Zach Wilson did say he did say he was going to make the starting quarterback's life a living hell. I don't know if you know
did he
words.
Put something on that
term? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like Aaron Rodgers
meant?
Darkness retreat.
That's what I'm saying.
Zach Wilson probably does voodoo. Okay, I'm tripping.
Look, I mean, like let's be real. Let's be real right now. I knew. Robert Saleh knows, man. The whole hype train for the Jets is just is derailed now. Zach Wilson can't play, you know?
Do they still have Mike White?
No, he's with the Dolphins now, Mike
no
White.
No way.
Yeah, he's backing up Tuanon.
It's funny that they just let him go to the division rival.
But, yeah, no, let's start there in that Monday night game, which, you know, it's upsetting to me because, like, let's be real. You know, the Jets got the dub. But no one knows, like, no one's going to talk about that.
That was.
That's not a crazy dub.
That defense is still elite.
That's an elite defense that we saw.
Yeah. That defense. Or, people have been talking shit about the defense, bro. Like, really, like, that pass rush is crazy. You saw how they fucking made Josh Allen throw three picks. What, he fumbled two?
Josh Allen is.
For the first, for the fourth down conversion?
Allen is an NPC.
Yeah, he's an NPC.
AI, definitely. AI quarterback.
But I'm not taking anything away from the Jets defense. They came out to play, you know. They knew the assignment, and they got shit done. They got it done, and I love that. I love that for them. I love that for Robert Saleh. His group came to play. Now, this is going to be interesting because the whole thing with the Jets was all offense, was all surrounded by Aaron Rodgers.
They brought so many people from Green Bay with it.
Nathaniel Hackett, Lazard.
Randall Cobb. On his last leg.
Like, come on, you know, and it's unfortunate. I hate to see it to, like, a guy who's, you know, he's a GOAT.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, 100% Hall of Famer. A GOAT, you know. And I was so excited to see him thrive in that offense. But two things I want to say about it is, number one, going to open this question to the floor, is this it for Aaron Rodgers?
What's he at, 38 years old right now?
I think he's in 40. I think he's 40, bro.
Oh, man.
I think he's 39 or 40.
Achilles rupture is really, really hard.
As a pro athlete, you can't go out like that. You cannot go out like that.
How long was his contract with the Jets? Was it a year?
I think 2 years.
2 years. He's going to come back next year, in my opinion.
He signed an extension with the Packers the year before, and it was like a 2-3 year extension or something like that. No, the Jets are.
Oh, the Jets are. Okay, yeah, no. It's really upsetting that he got a season-ending injury.
Yeah,
I think he comes back next year. There's no way you go out like that.
Oh, 100%. What do you think, Mohamed? Bringing you in here.
Yeah.
Well, can you repeat the question one more time?
Is it for A-Rod?
Is it for A-Rod? I don't think you could go out like that.
Absolutely.
Maybe he has a couple of games. I mean, he's never going to be the same. He was already on the decline a little bit because of his age, but...
Hey, let's be real. I mean...
Or maybe.
But what does he... The thing is, like, luckily he plays quarterback. He doesn't really have to push off that thing. His mobility might be affected.
I don't think he loves the game that much to want to come back for this injury. You know what I'm saying?
Clearly doesn't, bro.
Yeah.
This guy's a junkie. He just does a lot of drugs.
Honestly,
maybe this is his plan all along. Maybe he could do more drugs and experiment.
Honestly,
fuck with you, AA,
the burden of saving the New York Jets has been lifted off of him. So... now they can figure out how they can build better. Because maybe the offensive line needs some work.
Oh, yeah.
Because Greg Rousseau, that motherfucker's a beast, by the way.
But, okay, here's the thing.
He came in like it was nothing. He was pancaking to his game for Aaron Rodgers.
Here's the thing. On this topic, you know, and you brought up the offensive line. That's a great thing that you brought up, Omar. The Jets have – the offensive line is an issue. You know, Breece Hall,
amazing. I'm so glad
he's what's crazy about it, guys? Breece Hall, he wasn't even – that's not him 100%.
No.
That's not him 100%.
And he still got 127 yards.
Well, like two carries.
And two
carries. He got 100 yards on two carries.
Talk you know? About – yo, he might be – my pick for most improved player of the year for this year. I've put a lot of picks down.
Here's the thing, you know. For those categories. I don't know what it is because he was running.
Or comeback player, sorry.
Yeah. He was running the ball effectively. But Dalvin Cook came in. Maybe he still needs to gel behind that offensive line. But that's why I'm confused because, like, is it just Breece Hall doing
his
like,
load management, bro.
But I don't know, man. Like, is the offensive line. Because with that kind of run game, last year that was the issue. Yeah. They only had Breece Hall. Once he got hurt, they had nothing.
They tried
to trade for who?
They got Zonovan Knight. They had Zonovan Knight.
They traded it for a guy. The guy on the Jaguars. What's his name?
James Robinson.
Yeah, they traded for him. So Dalvin Cook, I think once he gets going, they still could be a dangerous team, you know. Because they could play balanced ball.
I feel like Dalvin Cook's there to carry the brunt of the burden, and Breece Hall is definitely that explosive player because I know he's so good, but it's so delicate to bring him back and risk injury again.
And it's crazy because, like, for Nathaniel Hackett, bro, he has to just design a whole new offense for what this guy, Zach Wilson, likes.
Yeah, that's wild.
Are you telling me Zach Wilson's ceiling isn't capable enough to be as good as Aaron Rodgers?
I think he tries too hard. I think that was funny. Zach Wilson definitely tries too hard. And
100%. He did on the first pick he threw?
Yeah.
He threw it right to Matt Milano.
It was worse than Deshaun Watson's pick. We'll get to that one later.
That one was just a mental mistake and just not getting enough reps, I feel like. Or no, he got a lot of reps in the preseason.
Yeah, he played like the entire preseason.
He caught his job. That's why they cut Mike White probably.
Yeah, but that's his first time against ones. And Buffalo's defense is no joke.
They are no joke, you know.
They're actually pretty good too. They got overshadowed by their shitty quarterback play. Like, nah, they'll.
I'll
give Josh Allen one more year, and then they're gonna have to draft Shedeur Sanders, bro.
They paid him a lot of money too, bro. Yeah, they did pay him a lot of money because Stephon Diggs even went off. He still had 100 and something yards, buck change, scored a touchdown.
But that's it. That's been their problem. It's just been Stephon Diggs.
How is their rookie tight end? The guy who's replacing Dawson.
He caught all his targets, but, you know, not really for 20-something yards.
That's a tough defense. That's a tough defense to go up against.
Yeah, it's a very strong team. We have to think of it, too. They got Sauce Gardner, and who else is the second quarterback they have?
Corner?
DJ Reed. Did he have a pick, or was it?
Jordan Whitehead. Yeah, he had three picks. Which is funny because I saw this tweet.
Why do you keep throwing it that way?
He already hit his contract.
Target incentive, three interceptions.
Yeah, his contract
the
incentive.
The over.
Bro, that he had a two. He got a. He walked into the game with a 250K paycheck ready for him.
Yo. Imagine that. Yo,
and y'all got the dope.
I'm going.
That's
to
crazy.
Buy a brand new car. And be like, I get picks.
You know, it's wild. The Jets
check right now.
The Jets were in first place of the AFC East like last year at some point with Zach Wilson. They were like 6-2 at some point.
And they lost six straight games. That's why they brought in a guy like Aaron Rodgers. So, like, you know, when you lose that many games in a row, you know, you got to blame the quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt.
It has to. And it is the quarterback.
Omia's cheater team added Deion Jackson and dropped Ty Chandler. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
That's
no.
cool. I'm not That's worried cool, about that. You beat me last week. Shout out to you.
Look at her on the waiver wire.
shout out to you.
I made two out of four transactions. Who's the other guy I picked up?
I don't know.
You picked up Reed Blankenship. Shout out to the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, I did. He might not even play, but the homie got 12 tackles. I don't know.
You know why? It's because the quarterbacks don't respect him. They attack him.
Yeah.
Mac Jones was attacking his ass all game. He's the only people I respect here are Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts. Everybody else, get out of my face. And Jalen Carter.
There's one thing I wanted to bring up. Regarding that Monday Night Football game, you know,
the punt return,
touchdown, yeah, that was
nuts.
That was beautiful. That was a thing of beauty. That was a
yo, that boy got some wheels, man. Yeah, I think he's faster than Breece Hall.
No, that was a.
I think they preach speed in New York Jets. Because they didn't have it in with the Giants.
So you have to put an asterisk on that because that block at the end, that was a clipping.
Bro, come on now. He wasn't going to make the tackle.
But I don't think it was intentional. I think like he just missed.
So yeah. Why would you call that? How's that a clipping if it's
tell
not
tell me why the same shit happened to the Jets against the Pats last year.
Yeah, I was
same
so
block.
Happy you brought that up.
Because it comes
full circle. Oh, there was a block in the back.
It's poetic justice.
There was that block in the back at the 3-yard line. Yeah. That was bro, that like, would have just brought the ball back to the 25, and they would have just kicked it from there.
Yeah. I love football.
That's a walk-off game winner, too. That's the whole
gods
significance
it,
of
the football gods
take it away. They took it from you last year, New York Jets. They took it from you in the beginning of the game. And they give you the game.
I love it. Inject that shit into my veins.
Best shit ever.
But I wanted to bring up great return. Yeah, no, good bringing that up, Omar. And that just goes to show you that the Jets are still a team to be messed with.
Even without Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, in the AFC East. But, again, I got to tie this back to the injury to Aaron Rodgers. It's got to be the turf, man. That MetLife turf.
Yeah.
Again, it strikes, you know. We've seen multiple injuries on that turf. You know, David Bakhtiari, I know, got on Twitter right away to complain to the NFL. DJ Reed, teammate of Aaron Rodgers.
Darren Waller, who plays at MetLife now, got injured on that very turf a couple seasons.
You know, it's just spend like, the money to fucking maintain the grass. You guys are making enough.
Well, David Bakhtiari tweeted this, and I found it quite interesting. He was like, you guys already plan on installing natural grass at this field anyway for the World Cup coming up. So why can't you do it now? And if you ask me, nothing generates more money than the World Cup, obviously.
Yeah.
But NFL's got to be the second.
They say it every year,
like, you guys
too,
have
yeah.
to, like...
Also, you got to value... You got to invest in the quality of the field for the players who actually play on it as opposed to the players who are going to come in 4 years.
Also, that could be just a team thing. So that could be a Jets and...
Wait. I don't think the NFL has... Yeah, it is a stadium thing, so it's like a city thing.
The Jets, who are the Jets?
The owner, yeah. I mean, like, yeah.
I'll find out right now.
It's an owner thing, so for sure. I mean, the NFL can mandate it, but, like,
they mandate it.
Yeah, I mean, they can impose fines.
It's just cheaper to maintain turf. It's cheaper to maintain turf.
So, Mr. Woody Johnson.
Woody Johnson's for the Jets.
And Christopher Johnson. Sounds like they're brothers. They own the Jets. They share the stadium with the family that owns the Giants. Is it the Mara family?
Mara, yeah.
Somewhere between those two billionaire families.
Well, they don't care.
They're not going to pay for a new stadium.
Yeah.
Maybe they want people getting injured, so they don't have to sign fat ass checks.
Oh, yeah. They can lowball them.
Oh, yeah.
Like they lowball Saquon.
They lowball Saquon for Daniel Jones.
Who had one drive. That's it.
Y'all can literally run Wildcat. Let's run into the Sunday night game, man. There's not even much to say about it other than, you know, overreaction Monday or overreaction Tuesday for us. Cowboys look legit, you know.
Cowboys are winning the Super Bowl.
I think
Cowboys look crazy with Stephon Gilmore and the rest of their defense.
Like, let's be real, you know. As a Commanders fan myself, you know, the one thing I've been told and I've seen, you know, is like they say it all the time when training camps come around. Defense is always ahead of the offense, you know, especially when, like, we have new offense coordinator coming in, new quarterback coming in, Eagles as well, Shane Steichen left, new offense coordinator coming in. Sirianni's calling plays?
Brian Davidson's calling plays.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, everything's going to be a little different. So, defense is always ahead because, like, you know.
We have a new defensive coordinator as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you do have it. So, it's different for you guys.
When we talk about the Eagles, we'll talk about the
For the Cowboys, you know, they have been working. They have been building this defense since 2020 when it started with the addition of Trayvon Diggs. They've already had DeMarcus Lawrence. That Malik Hooker signing last year was huge for them, and it's paying off. It's just.
Still got Trayvon Diggs, added Stephon Gilmore.
Javon Kurse.
Yeah, Javon Kurse. More guy on defense.
J-Ron Kurse. Yeah. Still, like, they got ballers on defense, man.
I think they got another, like, pass rusher. I forget who it was.
They got Lawrence. They got
Micah Parsons.
No, they drafted this one rookie that they keep talking about, like he's the next second coming of Jesus, but he ain't no Jalen Carter. Okay. But he's good. He's good.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw that guy they drafted.
I like keep seeing is that Ochoa guy. The Cowboys beat writer. Mm-hmm. They just keep hyping this guy up. It's like, yeah, man. Everyone's talking about Jalen Carter this, Jalen Carter that. What about this guy?
Yeah, why are you worried about?
Why are you worried about Jalen Carter? Jalen Carter's doing just okay.
The Eagles on his mind, bro. Yeah. This guy got the Eagles on his mind, but that's you know.
It's okay. Michael Parsons does too.
We'll see. I don't know who the Cowboys play next week. That's a good question, actually. I'm not sure who they play next week, but like, you know.
They'll play an opponent, that's for sure.
The Giants, for that matter, too. Let's see who they got. Cowboys and Jets.
Minus Aaron Rodgers.
That's crazy, because the last time the Cowboys played the Jets, they lost.
And Giants at Cardinal. Oh, my God. Giants, okay, here. Giants are starting off 0-2. I'll tell you that right now. You know.
Because those Cardinals put up a fight.
Giants are starting off
0-2. Are they going to Arizona?
They're going to Arizona.
That's tough.
Yeah, no, that's.
That's tough, man. That's tough right there. Oh, God.
Yeah. I'll also say this about the Cowboys. Dak Prescott didn't have to lift a finger. Really, the defense spoke for itself. And Tony Pollard looks really fucking good. They did the right decision letting this guy Zeke go.
Side tangent real quick. This girl had freaking picked up Allen Robinson. I thought no one was going to pick him up, but... Damn, that's kind of crazy.
She had him last year, too. Where's he on?
Is he still on the Rams?
He's on the Steelers.
The Steelers?
And Deontay Johnson's hurt, because I was, like, waiting on the waiver wire, because I was just like, I'm
are you watching?
I'm letting the week go by to see, like, if I need to, like, I mean, who I should pick up.
Are you watching Fantasy Experts or whatever it is on, like, NFL TV? Umia?
Fuck no. I don't watch none of that shit, bro.
I don't watch that shit. I watch NFL.
Nah, I know. Yeah, I just watch NFL. Gary, you got to stop helping her, man. I know you better listen to this, bro. You better tell her chill out, man.
But your advice did help her win this week against me. Shout out to the cheaters.
but yeah, no. Okay, back to our regular scheduled programming, y'all.
We were talking about Cowboys and G-Men.
But there's really nothing to kind of go off that. That game, bro.
Game was terrible. Everybody turned it off.
I was probably snoring here, right?
It was 26-0.
Fuck out, bro.
Oh, yeah. I was reading a book.
Yeah, no.
I went home.
Terrible.
I went home. I was like, yo, I'm going home and play video.
That game was awful, man. Like, I felt bad for my Giants fans. And it's crazy just, you know.
Y'all might see next week as a get-right game. I hope it is. You know, I really hate to see Saquon Barkley out of the end zone.
They didn't improve at all in the offseason, though. Like, that's
They got receiving help, but, you know.
Darren Waller?
Darren Waller, Jalen Hyatt. Okay.
They got linebackers, too. I mean,
they got
their
linebackers.
Defense still. But they didn't get scored on. The offense got scored on.
That is, well, yeah.
You can't really blame that full game.
Daniel
on
Jones
defense.
Played.
It was just atrocious from the offense. Like, everything that could have went wrong.
All right, you know, while we're on this topic, man, let's just do a quick NFC East roundup. We'll go next. Actually, I'll let you guys finish it off with the Eagles. We'll talk about Commanders and Cardinals. You know, it was supposed to be a big showing out party for EB. I was in the attendance at FedEx Field. It was rocking. Crowd lively, you know, it was cool. Joel Embiid was in the stands, in the owner suite.
No way.
Yeah.
Is he a Commanders fan?
No,
because the guy who owns the Sixers.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's funny.
So. Magic Johnson did, though.
I don't know. I don't think I saw Magic. I don't think
you
I
saw probably
Magic.
saw a tweet from him at my first Commanders game. Owner, cookie.
Hashtag winning.
Hashtag left hand up. Shout out to you, Magic Johnson.
But no, yeah,
and
the
Josh
vibes
Harris.
Were great. The vibes were amazing. You know, I got to talk some shit to Kyler Murray. I started Caleb Williams chant, you know. I should have started Shadur Sanders chant for real. Should have started that chant instead. But, yeah, no. Defensively, dominant, man. I love what I'm getting. Like, it got to the point where I'm just like, you know, we get a turnover. We recover the ball. You know, we have up 1 point, 17-16 in opposing territory. I thought we were taking a killer shot, you know, score a touchdown, game over. We settled for the field goal, 2016. I knew we were, I have all the faith in my defense. It used to not be like that.
Right.
Quick question. Was Chase Young playing?
Chase Young was not playing. He was being a professional cheerleader. Like, I feel like that's what we signed him. Like, that's what we drafted him for. Like, he's from the area. Big dude.
He's very enthusiastic.
It's so good how strong your defensive line is without him. At some point, dude, I think you guys got to get some value out of him and let him go somewhere
just
else.
Just watching them, like, they're...
Jonathan Allen is a motherfucking beast.
He had a butt sack.
I saw on red zone
he
right
had a
here.
Butt sack.
Every time we were on red zone, it was an explosive play. Aside from the two fumbles.
He just said he did a spin move and he was like, saw the quarterback on the ground. He was like, dude, I couldn't believe I just made that sack.
Yeah.
You know, they're on pain. Like, just our guys, like, I love watching defensive line penetration, man.
I love that
they're
shit.
They're doing
the dirty you work.
Won't believe how many times they try to do, like, a crazy, like, jet sweep or something like that. Our guys, they're not falling for that shit. This is homeboy Casey Tuhel. Big shout out to you, man. Like, I used to hate on you, bro. He was a dude who scored the touchdown against y'all.
He did the gritty too. I remember him. I was like, yo, this guy.
Everything about like that ending of that game was just terrible.
I remember that game vividly. And Casey Tuhel at the end with his gritty, I was like, damn. Bill Belichick's favorite pass rusher.
Oh no, that guy. He's tough. We got another guy, James. Like our defensive line rotation, we even got this random guy. I don't know where he came from, Abdullah Anderson. That guy was living in the backfield. Had like a half a sack, a fumble recovery.
Free safety?
No, bro, defensive lineman.
Oh, D lineman? Oh shit.
Our secondary looking really freaking good, but again, this is against a Cardinals team. Offensively, we did not look great. We gave up 6 sacks. Some of it's on Sam Howell, and also, bro, your boy Jonathan Gannon, bro. I don't know what he's teaching them there. Like
he wants killers.
That. Yeah, he wants
dirty.
Killers. They went head hunting. Your boy Kaiser White went headhunting on my boy.
It caused a fight.
You know what?
I was like, this is all bullshit, bro.
It makes sense because how many times did Marcus Epps last year get flagged? Because, like, the receiver would catch the touchdown, but Marcus Epps would spear the fuck out of him.
He gets the – Jonathan Gannon gets the
50-yard
you know, the average players, and he's like, you know what? You want to exceed? Let's engage in some bounty gate.
How many of you guys drove here to record this podcast?
I drove here.
Oh.
It's
crazy because you live here.
I live here. Coach, I actually live here. I slept here.
Yeah. We should have mentioned this before on the podcast. The reason why we haven't been active is because we all moved.
Yeah.
We got a new studio.
Yeah, we're in a new studio.
We are in a penthouse right
we're
now.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Bethesda, Maryland.
Shout out to Grosvenor.
Yeah, Grosvenor Tower.
We're here.
Muhammad lives down the street. Him and his girlfriend just moved in together. So shout out him and Haley.
Yep, big shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out Haley.
Yeah. And our sister lives right down the street too. We all live on the same.
We should get her on the pod one day, man.
We should. Yeah, yeah. That'd be great. Yeah.
Stupid ass dog on the pod.
Oh, the fucking dog. Oh yeah. And we got a French bully.
Yeah, French bully. But
yeah. Little bully dog.
We made off season moves.
We did make off season. Yeah. Moves, you know, we did make off.
New stadium.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, back to, like, what I was saying with the Commanders, it's still a lot I want to see cleaned up. You know, there was one play, man, that I thought was designed beautifully, and I thought Sam Howell was about to take a shot to De'Ami Brown. Oh, my God. Like, I just saw him running right past me on the side. I'm like, dog, they're not ready for this.
It was the rushing touchdown.
Oh, my God. That
was that the play you're talking about?
He was supposed to go deep, but, like, that the rushing touchdown, bro, this guy is.
That was sick.
And the thing is, like, he's so smart because he know him and Jahan, because Jahan's the underneath guy, and Jahan's just clearing out because he knows Sam can run it in.
Yeah.
So Jahan's smart in that aspect, and they know, and our teams know, like, this guy. Watch Jahan in the red zone, you know? So I hope to get, because the philosophy EB wants to do is pass to set up the run. So I kind of hope to see a little more.
That kind of reminds me of the Chiefs.
I don't like that
philosophy at all.
The
like,
thing is, like, we have our weapons are our pass catchers, you know. And I was kind of surprised.
Maybe prioritize the pass.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was kind of surprised of the tight end usage from what this man.
You Logan got Thomas probably no name like tight ends too, like new guys or rookies.
We had him last year. This guy, Cole Turner, was a rookie last year. He had one catch, and it was very impressive. And I was like,
They brought it up on red zone. I was like, I think it was a down converting drive. Or something.
Yeah, no, it was like a first down. Like made a really athletic grab. Like,
yeah.
It was really good.
They brought y'all up on red zone a lot. Like, I think they really like Sam Howell, the media.
No, here's the thing, and I kind of went back and rewatched the game too. It's only the Saddam Snyder effect. The guys in the commentating team talked a lot about. Oh, the fans, look at how, like, this guy was like, Adam Amin is his name is. He was just like, yo, there are people hugging here. When's the last time you seen that? I'm like, bro, come on now. Like,
all right, come on, dog.
Come on, dog. Like, I get it, y'all, but there, it just comes off as crazy.
I've seen the place packed during Dance Night. Yeah, era. No, like, yeah.
Packed, like, we've had fun at games and shit like that. Like, Bro, your first Eagles game.
That shit was packed. 2016. It was a sold out game and
Eagles fans.
Holy shit. No. It was actually like 70% Commanders fan. It was a good or Redskins fan at the time. It was a good 30% Eagles fan. Cause I remember Malcolm Jenkins had the pick six and I was talking shit. Then lost and everyone was letting me hear it.
You're about to be a fried bird.
Oh god, fuck that guy.
That wasn't at the game, but he told me
that was the only time I witnessed the Eagles losing ever. Going to
shout out to you. He was like one.
That was my first ever NFL game.
So that week 8 game is gonna be very interesting because I do wanna see if we're still gonna get the green takeover, which I still think will happen.
Yeah, that is gonna be no doubt. The team, especially the team, just got.
They're just in this area, bro. DC's not the same like it was back then, bro. There's a lot of new people coming in from all over the country. You know, I don't know if you guys saw. There was a viral video of a fight in the stands as well at FedEx Field.
No.
Ravens fan, right?
It was a Ravens fan.
And it's just like, see, what are you doing? Yeah, why are you here? They're playing a game across the belt.
You're playing the worst team in the league.
Now people understand just like how bad the culture was there when Dan Snyder was there. Like, yeah, bro, why is this Ravens fan at this game?
Your team is
That's beside the point. But yeah, no, we play the Broncos coming up next in Denver. So
the danger, which
it's gonna be tough. That's a tough defense, but I kind of want to see our offense kind of let it rip.
That's a game I feel like you guys can win because I've seen you.
I thought
it's gonna be guys tough. Win the hard ones. You guys win the really hard ones.
It's gonna be tough. The thing is, pass your tans on that defense.
The thing is, here's the thing. You might lock up the hard ones because for all his faults, Taylor Heinicke was he was pretty smart. He was pretty smart. He knew not to do the most.
He didn't have the physical ability. He definitely has a football brain. He's a football mind.
To know not to do the most. Sam still thinks he needs to kind of do the most, man. And on that fumble, oh my god, that took everything out the crowd. But you know what? He came back after that that strip sack for a touchdown. You know, all his fault. Came back through a dart laser to Curtis Samuel down the sideline. We go in, get a field goal. You know, that's what I like to see. You know, responded really well.
I like that.
But yeah, no, let's get into the Eagles, man. You know, I would say, you know, my honest assessment, before I let you guys go, my honest assessment, sloppy. Just sloppy. Just sloppy.
Hella ring
You're
rust.
Being nice. You're being nice.
Yeah, we were rusty as shit. I'll tell you that. That's
the thing. A lot of teams were, you know.
A lot of teams were. So that kind of makes me feel a little bit better.
Even Jalen Hurts running the ball looked a little off.
Jalen Hurts as a passer too was just off. He was missing open targets. Dallas Goedert wasn't getting. He didn't get zero targets. DeAndre Swift 2 touches. Ooh. 2 touches.
We got to do a.
Nick Sirianni was pissed off about that.
Kenneth Gainwell
was a feature back, bro. Yeah. He had ten rushing attempts, 45 yards. I mean, the running game was solid.
And when he was on the field, he was actually extending our drives in critical ways that actually either resulted in a field goal, which was the way we scored a lot, or a touchdown.
It reminds me of Sirianni's first year. Okay. That's for sure.
And shout out to Devontae Smith.
Here's the thing. I think I can sense what I kind of saw. Y'all was up 16-0, right? Y'all was dominant.
Yeah.
And then.
Darius Slay. Amazing pick six. Yeah. Y'all need to stop sleeping on Darius Slay.
That might be.
Especially you Eagles beat writers. Everyone's like, Slay fell off at the end of the year. What the fuck are you doing? They were throwing it to him. He was shutting his shit down.
Was he ranked for NFL Top 100?
I think 65.
65?
Too low.
Nah, they slept on him.
That's too high.
Yeah, nah. Because you know why? Because Kenny Galladay caught his only touchdown on Darius. He was like, bro, by then we wrapped up 14. He wasn't even trying at that point. The game was over.
It was a garbage meme. Are you talking about a meaningless game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a funny meme at the time.
Remember,
and they would go up against each other when they played in Detroit. So they know,
what was the meme? I think it was the Giants spent $24 million on Kenny Galladay, who has 1 touchdown.
I don't even know if he's still on the team.
He's not on the team, but there's
that was last year when that happened on Slay.
But no, the Eagles beat writers alone, Slay and Bradbury dropped, we haven't got any picks. I'm like, dude, sometimes, sometimes picks are a combination of lucky tips and overthrows. Slay's been doing his job, no one's getting behind him. He's deflecting passes just because he didn't get an interception but in like also, 5 weeks.
Too, like, as or a quarterback, you can't make those mistakes. You have to be accurate with every fucking throw. Correct. And Slay was so fucking good at finding the right spot, getting under the receiver, getting the ball, and making the athletic play. You saw me. I thought the play was over. I thought he was going out of bounds. I turned around from the TV, and then he was like, look. Look at the TV.
It was just him and Mac Jones. You saw Mac Jones when he's the last man standing.
He got stiff-armed to oblivion. And I was like, it's over.
Corner's the hardest position.
Yeah.
It's the hardest for that it's reason, hard. Bro. For that reason.
But then, like, coming back down to earth here, like, that was very sloppy. The middle of the field was open all day. Mac Jones got into a rhythm.
Linebackers are an issue, it seems like. But here, let me see what you guys think of this. You said it reminds you of Nick Sirianni's first year, right?
Right. Well, offensively.
Offensively? Okay. I think, like, maybe, last year just kind of came a little too easy for you guys. And you guys were just
dominating.
Yeah. He kind of laid off the coaching a bit. Because y'all came out. Bill Belichick came out second half, made adjustments. Did y'all make adjustments?
Bro, nah. They made adjustments
that's,
to the
– That's where coaching
They made adjustments in the second quarter. Like, they made that shit immediately. Like,
right away. They were like, let them have the
middle. Yeah, so – first time play caller, Brian Johnson. I mean, it looks like they were trying to run like what Sirianni was running with Phillip Rivers. And like, I didn't see any RPOs. We kind of got away from the run game. Hurts wasn't running as much, which is good. Like,
First time play caller, right, for this guy?
Yeah, first time play caller in NFL.
Was not a fan.
This is also his first game. He's going up against Belichick. So, like that kind of makes me like,
ultimate test.
I'm going to give him a little bit of grace.
You're lucky you didn't lose.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we lucky. Yeah, like
very lucky.
I want to say this.
Fumble, you guys are very lucky. That fumble by
Hurts. Bill Belichick saw the Super Bowl. Remember that play?
Just like you said,
worse than Josh Allen's fumble.
Yeah,
Josh Allen NPC.
That was dumb. That was
NPC. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he just dropped the snap. Josh Allen dropped the snap.
Jalen got popped.
Bill Belichick remembered Nick Bolton, and he said, "We're doing this to him." Yeah. Week one.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just from just not being in the preseason, it's just rusted. Jalen's, still getting into it.
Yeah.
And knowing Jalen, he's definitely going to come out better, for sure. Oh, for absolutely. Sure. Yeah, no, 100%. But
top five quarterback.
Yeah, but just after that fumble, so, I had faith in my defense, just like you had faith in your defense to get the stop. I was like, trust me, this is where they're going to
eat.
The pass rush was getting in.
The pass rush finally hit home when it mattered the most. I didn't care about the first three quarters. Like, granted, we were getting there, but he was getting rid of the ball.
On the line, bro.
That's when the pass rush hit, and that's when we won the game. Like,
yep.
Josh Sweat, Fletcher Cox, big time plays.
They were
Jordan Davis had himself a game, and Jalen Carter. Yep. That sack, to me, in my opinion, was the play of the game. And then I want to say, let's give it up for our world renowned kicker, Jake Elliott. Man had one job, and he fucking nailed it.
You put points on the board. Shout out to you. And our defense did well enough. Like you said, bro, Jordan Davis forcing that fumble also on Ezekiel Elliott, first time Patriots game with him.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to we were at Gillette Stadium.
Gillette.
We were at Gillette. So welcome crazy to Gillette Stadium.
Stadium didn't Elliott. Change names at all.
The one thing I will say is this though.
I think Kraft probably has really good friends at Gillette. That's
I use a Gillette razor.
Gillette, Kraft, these were household names.
Like shit. mac and cheese. I have this Gillette razor too.
I guarantee you look around this apartment, you'll find a Kraft somewhere. Wait, is Clorox owned by Kraft? The logo kind of looks the same.
It does, so that's.
I
was going to say this.
I don't even have Kraft mac and cheese, bro. I bought the generic giant brand. We're going to save that money. In this economy, we're going to save that money.
Yeah, we don't support the man here.
I don't think it was this, though. Patriots, as soon as Mac Jones started catching a rhythm, they were attacking our middle, and it was not looking good for us. You saw Kendrick Bourne, Hunter Henry, even Gesicki, and I'm forgetting the other. Juju Smith-Schuster. How could I forget your name? They were getting good catches and yards of turning their drives into further, scoring drives.
Yeah.
We had the lead on them for a while. Really upset that N'Kobe Dean is going to be out for a few weeks.
Oh, what happened?
Concerned? Oh, broke a fractured something. Rib? I think.
No, I don't know.
It's a foot. Foot injury.
It's a foot. Actually, no. I'm sorry.
He's using a boot. Ankle. I think he might have a fractured toe or something.
See, that's
big.
We
signed someone off the Patrick Squad.
Granted, there were only three active linebackers on the roster.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We lost one.
Those next two.
this is after we lost a key starting linebacker, Bradley, on in special teams. We lost him. He's out for the year in the preseason. Yeah, that linebacker is very concerning for the Eagles. But, I mean, they said N'Kobe played well. Look, the thing is, like, we have the Vikings. I mean, I'm the Vikings, bro, I'm putting Justin Jefferson in the slot all game.
Don't forget, Jordan Addison can cook, too. Now, if I'm the Vikings...
And then Bradbury's in concussion protocol.
Well, if I'm the Eagles, I'm
We might have a slight problem.
Following him everywhere. I don't care.
The pass rush has to get there, Thursday. That's what has to happen. The pass rush has to get there.
Who has a better O-line, Patriots or Vikings? I'm going with Patriots.
Patriots.
Or who has a better well-coached O-line?
Who has a better coach? Patriots win this argument altogether.
The thing is, the Patriots O-line didn't hold up that. Like there was pressure in Mac Jones' face all day, but they had a good game plan. They were getting rid of it.
After a while, your pass rush gets tired.
You watch quarterback. You saw Kirk Cousins say, like, yeah, I was just so flustered when I went to Philadelphia. Like,
you're coming back.
Call. I forgot the play call.
Oh, he's just learning a new offense. I mean, that's the thing. Yo, Kirk Cousins, like, his brain shuts off at sometimes. Like the quarterback told me everything I needed to know.
Not like that man in Buffalo, bro. Not like that man.
Man in Buffalo, bro.
They must have the same disease or something. I don't know. Like,
they're cut from the same cloth.
The white.
JK. Shout out to the white.
I'm not gonna say what type of disease they have, but I don't know. They're a little slow. They're a little slow because, like, Kirk Cousins' brain, that dude shut. Remember when he took a knee when he's supposed to spike it?
Oh my, I'll never forget.
I'll say that. Ryan Tannehill.
And then
on that
in quarterback. I'm so happy quarterback came out because that told me everything I need to know about Kirk Cousins. He called a quarterback sneak from the jumbo set.
Yeah.
And then O'Connell said, "No, I was gonna call a timeout. I could give you a better formation." Like, come on, dog.
Come on, G.
You don't live. He lives. Like, don't get me wrong. Kirk Cousins, like, a pretty fit dude,
bro.
But he's not squandered.
He takes hits though.
No, don't get me wrong. He takes hits.
Fucking hits and still like powers through it.
I respect him for that. Like, he powered through that rib injury. But, sometimes he just loses focus. Like,
he said it. He literally said it in quarterback. Sometimes I just lose focus. And, like,
do you need Adderall? Wait, you can't do Adderall in the league. Will Fuller got
suspended. I think he just needs that killer. Like, he doesn't have that killer instinct.
That's the name he just brought up, Will Fuller.
He sounds like he has ADHD to me.
You know what? Maybe the Browns need to sign Will Fuller. That would maybe probably help Deshaun
Watson
return
the
greatness. Sign Will Fuller the fifth.
Damn. You think Will Fuller the fourth was good at football?
Gotta be, bro.
The third?
Be good enough in order
he's gotta
for
be,
to
look,
name
it,
his
it,
son after him.
Dude. It started with Will Fuller, and he named Will Fuller the second.
I'm so
Will
good.
Fuller was the one who never made it.
Oh.
And Will Fuller the second, well, almost made it. Will Fuller the third. Maybe like the next level. Will Fuller the fourth, college. Will Fuller the fifth, complete package.
Complete package. NIL.
Will Fuller the sixth. Oof. He's going to Colorado.
Shout out to Deion
Sanders. Deion got him on the phone right now.
Shout out to Coach Prime.
Let's do more roundup around the league. Any other games you guys want to talk about?
You want to talk about?
There were some few upsets out there, I believe.
Browns
beat the Bengals, dominated the Bengals, 24-3. T. Higgins, 0 fantasy points.
Joe Burrow, 3 points.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Sheesh.
No shout out.
Sheesh. Jamar Chase got me a good 5 points.
Dak Prescott got me 6 points. It made a difference.
Like I said, it was a bad week one. And I think the upset of the week probably that will probably be one of them. But I think upset of the week probably goes to the Rams, LA Rams, going into Seattle and dominating a Seahawks team with high expectations this year. 30-13. Matt Stafford looked back without his number one target.
And he didn't even throw a touchdown pass.
Oh, he didn't?
No. He had 300 yards, no touchdown passes.
Oh, wow.
They got it done on the ground, bro.
Cam Akers scored twice.
Yeah.
And then that dude,
Kyle. I saw the numbers they put up. I was like, wait, how did he have 300 yards and this was the final score? Then I watched the highlights. I was like, oh, they had like a million rush attempts.
They did.
And they were passing the ball like so many times.
Tutu Atwell had over 100 yards. Some random guy from BYU,
Puka Naka.
I'm just going to call him Puka Naka. It's probably Puka Nakao or something like that.
He was like the hottest Puka Naka. The waiver wire pickup of the week.
Oh, 100%.
Everybody,
man.
If you didn't get him,
Hey, look. Sorry. Look, and I'm sorry for those Cooper Kupp fantasy owners out there.
Yeah.
It's not good news for you guys.
It's not good news. Make sure you get Puka Nacua.
This is a Seattle secondary that was, I think, one of the top in the NFL. I believe on top in the NFL last year. I might be wrong on that.
Yeah, they had all the real rookies.
Willem did really well. Yeah, McDougal, I think they got. Oh, Quandre Diggs, they still got. Yeah, so that was very surprising. That was really surprising to me. You know, the Bears and the Packers game, you know, Aaron Rodgers left, but he still somehow owns the Packers. I mean, owns the Bears.
He transformed that shit over to
Jordan Love. Yeah, like, it's kind of crazy, you know. Bears looked really bad. Justin Fields looked really bad.
Yeah, Bears, like,
he spent all that capital for DJ Moore and didn't even use him. And Chase Claypool, what the fuck?
And TJ Edwards looked really bad. Like,
they were attacking him.
Yeah, they were. Aaron Jones was eating him alive, man.
Yeah, the thing with TJ Edwards, like,
just like out of position.
Everyone benefited from the Eagles' crazy defensive line last year. And, like, he was good. He wasn't great. He was never great.
He was a tackling machine. Just because you get tackles doesn't mean you're great. I mean, it's just like...
You
get tackles 10 yards down the field.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the offense finds a way to attack, find the opening to get the first down through you. That's how I relay that message.
They,
I may attack you in my section. Are you attacking me? I'm weak. Don't try me. You know what I'm saying?
They were attacking him like crazy in the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah. No. And then... So, yeah, Packers got the dub there. Jordan Love did what he had to do. It's still the Aaron Jones show out there. But Romeo Doubs, I think, had 2 touchdowns. So, those young receivers for the Packers. And this is all without Christian Watson. No Christian Watson.
Who's
for
better? Play better.
What happened to Christian Watson? Is he hurt?
He was hurt. Yeah. He was just out. Like, he was just out for week one.
Everybody who drafted him in fantasy football is probably like, oh, damn. But it doesn't
matter. I have receivers on deck. So
I got receivers on deck. You talking about AJ Brown? We talking about D-Hop? We talking about goddamn? I'm not even talking about it.
The niggas who did nothing.
Exactly. I lost. The niggas who
did nothing. Did you guys see how D-Hop was talking about some? Oh man, the Cowboys didn't want me. They didn't, you know, this team didn't want me. They all my shit.
Brandon Cooks, which I think was a dumber thing.
I'm like,
well, he wasn't. Brandon Cooks wasn't available. D-Hop wasn't available.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't,
Nah, bro, because he wants, like, fucking big-time money. It's like, dude.
Bro, you took PEDs. You take PEDs,
It's over. Like, they don't trust you.
They don't trust you.
Like, Lane Johnson, for example, like, because he took the PEDs.
Lineman
is different. Like,
yeah.
You still pay. They have a different market rate compared to wide receivers, too.
What I'm trying to say is that, like, his reputation was kind of ruined for the league. And, like, he's been so good for so long. But, like, people still remember.
Remember the comment?
Yeah, they still remember the steroids.
Was that a $2 bill? It's just $1. I'm on the ground.
Lucky dollar.
That's crazy.
It has to be yours for sure.
It can be mine.
No, probably fell out of your pocket. It's right next to you.
Probably did.
You didn't go take it out from the drawer because I had a dollar up there.
It's on the ground. I didn't even see it.
No. Haley did give me $1. I do remember now. But yeah.
Lucky dollar. Shout out to you.
What she paid you? Like, she tipped you for being a good boyfriend?
She tipped me sometimes.
Sometimes you get tips.
Hey, man, what can I say, bro?
No, but do you guys want to talk? We're talking about the other options. You want to talk about the Tennessee game? It was a shitty game. You can just roughly talk
what
about
happened? What happened in that game? Oh, yeah.
I will say this.
It was just boring.
That fucking field goal affair.
Yeah, facts. No, I'll say this.
That kickoff.
But
they need to bench Tannehill.
They do need to bench. They need a tank.
They need a tank. Because Derrick Henry didn't leave
you
the
got
same.
Caleb Williams there, and Shedeur Sanders is definitely leaving because he's going to have a Heisman. He's going to be in New York for the Heisman.
Nah, it's not in Vrabel's that you need a tank. He won't.
It sucks. It's like, it's that division, too.
The worst.
It's that division.
It's not the worst.
It's who wants to suck the most.
It's a really, really hard division.
Because even the Jags were struggling with the Colts.
I mean, the Colts still have a good defense.
Good defense.
Solid defense.
Colts are the best aspect.
But even,
actually,
for the Jags defense, other than Josh Allen going off, like, they were looking very suspect, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they're supposed to take a step up.
The defense, I mean, yeah, no, actually, forward. Josh Allen was there, so, like, the best part of the defense.
3 sacks or something like that.
He took control. It's rare that you see a defensive player do that sometimes. Like, last year when we saw that with the Eagles, even though we had a crazy defense, the one game we played the Bears, Hassan Reddick took over that game.
Hassan Reddick, there were games where...
There's players like that of that caliber that can take over, you know what I'm saying? And Josh Allen is one of those guys, and so is Brian Burns. Shout out to Brian Burns. Mm-hmm. But Yeah, bench Ryan Tannehill. You guys have two young quarterbacks, Malik Willis.
I forgot they did draft Levis.
Levis and Willis.
That's funny.
At some point, Rabel, Rabel is on his DNA to tank. At some point, he's going to go through all three quarterbacks and then maybe consider tanking.
Nah, they're going to have to fire him. They're going to have to fire him if they want to tank.
They'll have to, like, come and take it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
If it gets down to it, they might have to trade Henry, man.
But also, I mean, you're going to have to cut the cord with Vrabel. Like, you got to, like...
No, Vrabel's a good coach. But, like, you know, your players are getting old and you just have to do a rebuild, you know? And nothing's wrong with that.
That's the thing, bro. Like, remember when they were the one seed and they lost to Cincinnati at home? The year before, the Ravens.
By the way, the Jaguars hijacked that division from them last season and have not looked back. And the Titans have looked just worse.
Yo, it's crazy because before that Josh Allen or fumble recovery for a touchdown, the Titans were on their way to the playoffs.
But it's also the same problem with the Titans every year. Like, yo, it's like you only
– quarterback issues.
It's quarterback issues, exactly. Like, you guys are known – you guys are known for having goddamn Derrick Henry, and that's it. That's it.
That's it.
You need a quarterback. Like, straight up, you guys got the division hijacked because y'all couldn't – the last game they played last year, their quarterback was Josh Dobbs.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You guys got to make it work. You guys got to fix it.
And then on the other side of the ball, you know, you got – well, other side of the line of scrimmage, I guess, but other side of the ball. What about the Saints, man? I thought Derek Carr looked really well in his debut for the Saints.
I thought he was all right.
I think he's kind of
very Derek Carr-ish.
Yeah, no, I saw the mic.
Mids.
He's, I think, like, that's exactly what that team needs. I really think that's exactly what that team needs.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
No, I agree with him. I think the Saints just really need a game manager. Bro.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston's not a game manager, and neither is Taysom Hill. Those are just two different style quarterbacks.
And wait till freaking Kamara comes back. It might be.
Because you saw the way Derek Carr spreading the ball around. He got Michael Thomas back involved, looking like a wide receiver one. And not only that, Olave was looking amazing. They had what's his name? Shahid.
Yeah.
Derek Carr spreading the ball around.
Trust all these guys right off the bat. You know, all these guys right off the bat. So
where'd he come from again?
Shahid.
No. Derek Carr, I'm trying to remember the previous team he played for.
The Raiders.
Raiders. Yeah, that's right. Vegas. Yeah, dude. Who's their quarterback? Jimmy G.
Yeah,
like,
speaking of Jimmy G got a dub against the Broncos.
He did, yeah. Now, speaking of Jimmy G and the Raiders, he got a dub against the Broncos.
For the second year in a row.
Yo, shout out to Jimmy G. That's a hard defense to go against, and they still made it work.
Apparently.
Bro, I'm not going to shout out Jimmy G. Bro, he's going to score 17 points.
On the opening kickoff.
That's 15 more points than Joe Burrow.
It's a divisional game, bro.
And Dak Prescott.
It's 14 more games than 14 more points.
It's a divisional game.
I can tell you're not good at math, boy.
It doesn't matter. I didn't win. That's all that matters.
But apparently, Sean Payton tried a onside kick to start the game.
To start the game!
Yeah, what a kind of stupid move.
Like ballsy. Yo, as soon as he's probably just like, I can't wait to get back to head coaching.
Here's what I'm saying. You think you're going to catch people, a special teams unit who's been waiting for this moment since January, you think you're going to catch them off guard?
I guess that's what he thought. I don't like
waiting for this moment for you to kick this ball since January. You think you're going to catch me off guard with a fucking
I made it kick? Through preseason to get this starting
spot. I've just never been a Sean Payton fan. I've never been, never will be. I don't like him. I think he's a shitty coach.
No, Drew Brees made him. Drew Brees legit made him. What? I'm on that way where Drew
no, Brees. No. I'm on that way where Greg Williams made him.
Oh.
Because that Saints offense was crazy. And Drew Brees, yes, Drew Brees made him. But like, also that defense was top notch. Yeah, that's why they went 14
to
top tier.
Greg Williams' ball was kind of different. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It was different back in the day.
I just don't like, yeah. Like, he was talking all that shit about Nathaniel Hackett. And all this stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, Nathaniel Hackett is a fucking like.
No, you didn't watch Hard Knocks.
Certain coaches, they excel in certain areas. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at Steve Spagnuolo. We thought he was terrible as Giants head coach. Now look at him, Super Bowl winning coach
with the Chiefs. And here's the thing, he was good just going on a freaking like press tour, just like kind of bashing coaches, just because like he wanted jobs. Like he clearly wanted that Denver job before Nathaniel Hackett got it.
But it didn't play out that way.
He kind of threw some shade at Ron Rivera too. It was just like, bro, like, yeah, you.
Out of that bag of coaches, though, I will say Ron Rivera is probably like the best one of those for a head coach position.
Bro, because that's the thing. Like, yeah, there's leaders of men, and that's where Rivera excels.
That's what you need
for a locker room. Yeah.
Especially a team going through like a regime change. Like
you need a guy who's stable, you know?
Yeah.
Not a guy who just runs his mouth.
That's why I call him Riverboat Ron. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The river. I'm sure like Sean Payton's a player's coach, but like I don't respect him. I just don't. I'm sorry. Well,
I'm glad he took an L, and I think it was his home debut, right? Or they were
It was his home debut. It was Raiders at Broncos. Shout out to Devontae Adams.
Bro couldn't keep what's his name, Jimmy G on his toes.
Pat Surtain also, I think he had like some crazy stat. He only allowed two catches for like 15 yards.
I mean, Pat Surtain's dad was in the NFL, man. That guy's a baller.
He's Pat Surtain the second.
Yeah.
Oh, people say
I'm sorry. Pat Surtain the second. One of the most elite quarterbacks alongside Darius Slay in the league.
Bro, I'm just saying he went to Bama.
He did go to Bama.
There's consensus saying Pat Surtain is like the best in the NFL right now. I'm like, he is absolutely the best.
No, 100%.
100%. Yeah,
We praise Darius Slay, especially for what he did with that pick six, but I think like in terms of being a true shutdown
Devonta Smith's awesome, though.
Yeah. But like, that's the thing. Like, they know each other. Like,
Smitty had a baby. Shout out to him.
Smitty goes off.
He's the only one to score.
Yeah. I just knew it. I was like,
it had a feeling.
It's crazy. Because, like, yo, they throw AJ the deep balls and they give Devontae, like, the screens and, like, want him to run through traffic. I think it should be the other way around.
I think they should just go play action shot with both niggas running as fast as they can. You know what I'm saying? They're amazing. Who did that first?
Meet you at the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Meet you at the ball.
So it's crazy.
That's how I play Madden.
I would say AJ would get there first. AJ has really good fast straight line speed.
Great breakaway
speed. Yeah. He has really good straight line speed. But Smitty, like we're talking about post.
But we were getting. It was funny because our play calling was getting AJ the ball like 3 yards off the line of scrimmage against the Patriots.
And they were doing like check. Oh man, the running back check downs. I remember, yo. Oh my god, I'm sorry, Ruben Frank. I listen to your pod all the fucking time. Like another Eagles beat writer, but you're like, oh, I want to see them throw it to the back more. You know, check down. I'm like, nah, I don't want to see that shit, bro. I witnessed that shit for a long time with like Sam Bradford, like
fucking Carson Wentz, who can't even excel at making a correct run, bro.
I could do with that without swing passes to the running backs.
Yeah. But I don't mean to bring it back to the Eagles or anything.
I was going to say another, like, really, probably was the game of the week, was kind of like rumored to be game of the week, was we liked the 49ers and the Steelers. Oh, and
that was your game of the week. I got another one after this one.
Oh, man, the Thursday night round?
No, I was going to say, that was a great game, though. But go ahead with.
So I wanted to just bring up that one because that was like that was a game that everybody circled as Brock Purdy's back. Man, 49ers look legit.
The 49ers
You know, and I said
You said the Cowboys were good.
The Cowboys, I said
49ers. Dak Prescott didn't throw a touchdown pass.
Bro,
Purdy might have fumbled.
All right, I'm ready.
Did you see CMC?
CMC, that was a nice touchdown run.
Lord. That's how a white man runs football.
Literally.
Literally.
Oh, my God.
Also, I got to say, Brock Purdy's good, man.
Yeah. Brock Purdy.
I think he's good.
Proved it to me.
We didn't give him a fair shake in the NFC Championship game because he got injured.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's in a really good system, but, like, I mean, dude.
Yeah,
like,
Shanahan's
system. I didn't see Jimmy G this efficient.
Bro, that's,
And that's against the Steelers' defense, a really scary defense. Blitzburg.
You see that second Ayuk touchdown, like the throw? That was a perfect throw. I never see Jimmy G drop it perfectly like that.
Seriously, no. It's quite scary. It's quite scary what this team is capable of.
Also, Nick Bosa signed a new contract with them, an extension, and they balled the fuck out on defense.
Yeah.
Javon Hargrave also was in there.
At one point in that game, the 49ers outgained the Steelers like 202 or like 210-1.
Damn.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
Allahu Akbar. Yeah, my
say a prayer, Kenny Pickett.
My Steelers fans, my Yinzers were not happy. And now Deontay Johnson's hurt, you know.
They got Allen Robinson.
And
George Pickens. I'm forgetting all about number. He's the real one.
Pickens was not happy about his target shares, you know, so.
Yeah, I feel like they make him excel at catching the ball. Patrick
Peterson looked washed. Yeah. I'm sorry, he just does not look right
in the Steelers uniform. The Steelers, you know. I feel like if you're a cornerback playing for the Steelers, you have to be, like, elite.
Yeah, no.
Because they've had some pretty elite cornerbacks in those jerseys before.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the color scheme.
And don't get me wrong, like, Pat Pete, you know, he's
a baller. Veteran.
Yeah, he's a vet. Yeah, no, he's a vet.
And I'm not,
he's solid.
And I'm not the guy to say, with age, your skills diminish. No, like, you've already proved what you proved to the league, and you proved it in history. What you've done is written in history. Everyone declines, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tom Brady retired at some point, you know what I'm saying? No, you've 100%. Already proved yourself. You don't got to prove shit to anybody
100%.
Else.
100%. Well, you say you wanted to talk about what was your game of the week.
Oh, shit. I want to talk about the Chargers and the goddamn Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, sorry, Dolphins at the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you this. Tua, week one, over 400 yard passing. Tyreek Hill, over 200.
Over 200, two touchdowns.
I think you told me he was going to retire this year, right?
He said within like the next 2 years.
2 years, but it doesn't matter. You got to get offensive player of the year.
He said he's going to finish out his contract. That's what he said.
He had a 2 year contract with the Dolphins?
No, like he got traded in the middle of his contract.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He either has 1 or 2 years left on it.
Damn, Chiefs. Letting this guy go. This guy's so amazing. He really. It doesn't matter. The Dolphins really did a great job playing against the Chargers. The Chargers, they played well, too. Justin Herbert threw a touchdown pass, and he also rushed it in for a touchdown. But Austin Eckler was really the focal point of their offense.
Yeah.
100 and what?
You got some change. Do you get his money or not yet?
No.
No. You remember he requested a trade, and then he came back.
Request a trade.
And they worked out a deal.
Dog, he should have done what
Chris
Jones did.
Dog, when that happens, I assume that he couldn't find a better deal with another team for the player in this context, and they came back and worked out a temporary deal, you know, because you got to make money at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Whether it's not, it might not be what you want to make. It's still, there's a lot of money on the table.
Yeah.
So you got to make something happen, and they load managed him in the fourth quarter. They gave all the touches to Joshua Kelly, which I understand. Keep him fresh.
Well,
they could have won the game if they played.
You know what's crazy? You know how offenses struggled like really heavily this past week in the NFL? I'm seeing a lack of running game, honestly. Like, everyone's trying to be this drop back, rotate this running back.
It's a copycat league. Everyone's going to copy what the
damn Chiefs it's not working. This is what I'm thinking. Like, I'm like, yo, if, like, you had like a lead running back right now, like, just to take over the game. Like,
Yeah. I agree.
I think it's perfect. Like what happened this week, and if this continues on, like, we see a low scoring year this year. It's going to work out for the running back. You're going to start seeing like, oh, shit, we do really need to pay these guys. And, yeah.
No, I completely agree, man. Like, I think it's just an interesting thing. And, like, maybe someone out there did a case study on that. But, like, you know, the game's played faster now. It's kind of moving towards that college football style where you want to spread the field out. You want to, you know,
Is that due to athleticism? I just feel like we're way more athletic than what we were before.
The thing is, it just keeps the defense off balance.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. You want all this motion. You want all this, like, misdirection because you want guys running into each other on defense. You want guys not knowing where they're going. You want guys going one way, but it's actually coming back the other way. You know, as a play caller, as a play designer, you know, That's poetry. That's bread and butter
yeah, right there.
That's poetry.
That's how you make your money.
Where back in the day, it was literally like, man, don't get me wrong, I have been like, I'll fall asleep to like old football games from like mid-2000s, you know? And I would see the running back stat line, they get 38 carries. And they just run I formation. Oh, I'm going to call you in motion. You're just going to line up on that side, and we're just going
to
run.
We're going to run to that side. See how many yards you get.
That's it.
You got three? I'll take three.
Exactly.
You got 38 carries, 60 yards. How?
So, like, now we're just seeing a lot. And don't get me wrong. We're seeing a lot of, like, it's creative, but it's kind of, like, amateur at the same time.
That's why I feel like they devalued the running back position, too.
Yeah, because, like, let's be real, too. Like, if you're thinking, like, the easiest way to gain yards is through the air.
Yeah.
You could literally, we had a 90-yard drive, and 67 of those yards were through penalty.
And it's more athletic to catch the ball as opposed to just getting it handed off.
Well, I mean, it's got nothing to do with the athleticism about it. It's just kind of like, it's just smarter, you know?
The athleticism takes to a new level.
Yo, you know how you get that scholarship from in high school?
How?
Play running back.
Yeah, no. Best players playing running
yeah,
back.
Yeah, like your best player usually plays. Yeah, no. At least when I was growing up.
You can, no, to this day it is. Like, the best players are playing running back. Because well, you yeah. usually get them the ball. Like, you just hand it off to them.
Well, you got, I mean, I don't know. I be seeing, like, a lot of teams now, like, throwing in high school. Like, they got pretty good talent.
The talent now, like, compared to
the culture,
then,
too. Like, yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, like.
Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow.
A
like,
lot of these guys are
players
much
are trying to emulate
more,
them.
Yeah, much more uber talented than they were back in the day. Like, back in the day, we didn't have the guys like Patrick Mahomes, Joe
yeah,
Burrow.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, like. Like,
now, our guy was Michael Vick.
Like, yeah, the generational players.
A lot of people, like, we have Peyton Manning, Michael Vick. But
the
like,
guy on defense for Yale, too.
Yeah.
Who's the guy on defense? Deion Sanders, probably, right?
Oh, yeah, Deion Sanders was there. Yeah, right. Yeah, so it was just like, we
it's
had.
A different era. Like,
yeah, no, 100%. Like, the players now, like, the way football is played now is, like, more of, it's more relatable to the normal person. Because, like,
yeah.
this is how, like, a lot of kids. A lot of these football players who are in the NFL now started the love of the game of football because it, like Patrick Mahomes said, the Chiefs do it, backyard football.
Exactly.
It's just backyard football. Like you
didn't
just
work for them on Thursday night.
Though. It didn't work for them Thursday night, which we'll get into there. You know, great caveat into that. Great segue, I should say, Omar. So Thursday night we had the Lions going into Arrowhead and ruining the Super Bowl champs.
Eat it.
What do you call it? Their ring ceremony or
Super Bowl hangover
banner ceremony? Yeah. Their banner dropping. They came in there, and you know one of my buddies said it best. Like the Kansas City Chiefs lost to a bankrupt city. That's true.
Yeah, they lost to Detroit, Motor City.
Well, honestly, like that was just more so Kansas City losing the game than Detroit winning that one.
I will never say that in the NFL because these guys get paid to and.
You get paid
Detroit
to win
came
a game.
In there on defense, punched him in the mouth. Aiden Hutchinson, great freaking effort. What didn't get sacks on? I think may have got one sack on Patrick Mahomes, but he was there in his face, in his grill.
Max Crosby style.
He was, but
you
like
need that.
But come on, we're not gonna act like the biggest story of the game wasn't the drops.
I mean, yeah.
Kadarius catches that ball.
No
like,
look, yeah, but whose fault is that?
Kadarius.
That's the Chiefs. That's
the GM. No, that's Kadarius.
That's the Chiefs.
That's Kadarius because he's not a fucking real football player. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, no. Seriously, yeah. Fuck Kadarius Toney, but even the other guys.
He's not a first-round pick in my opinion.
What did Jalen? Hold on.
Five more drop passes.
Yeah.
Man. Like,
and they ran the ball. And I'm like, what?
They
also, they were missing Travis Kelce, bro. Like, that dude's like their entire offense.
I mean, they drafted Noah Gray for a reason. I don't know. That's
bro.
Your guy.
Hey, bro. You could draft whoever the fuck you want.
You
could draft
James.
Whoever you want. Like, this guy could run, skip, jump. You'll never see another Travis Kelce in the
I'll
NFL.
Tell you right now,
I promise
I
you that.
Just, I don't think the Chiefs have a really great talent.
Oh, no.
I really don't think
yeah, they, they're not. They don't. They're not as talented.
The last best wide receiver was Juju.
Tyreek.
Recently, when they won the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah. But like
Tyreek was their greatest receiver aside from Travis Kelce.
Juju wasn't even.
Juju's not even that guy,
yeah,
but that's what I'm saying.
Their guy. Like, yeah. You didn't even know
he never
guy.
Was, and he never will
was.
Be.
I had him in fantasy football, and I always be like, why are you not getting me points?
Seriously,
oh, wait. You're
bro,
not looking his way.
Homes,
I know tight ends faster than Juju.
That's funny. But no, hopefully the Chiefs do rebound. Omar, can you scroll down a little bit? Let me see who they got week two. I want to see who they got the following week. Jeez.
They got a bye week. I'm just kidding.
That would be crazy.
Be
they
crazy.
Need they need a bye week after that.
Bro, they played on Thursday, and they're not playing again for like 10 days.
Jaguars. Jaguars. Yeah. Rematch of the AFC Championship.
AFC Divisional.
Sorry, Divisional. My fault.
Chiefs at Jags. Interesting. Oh.
Jaguars.
I'm letting y'all know right now, my tip of the week, I'm going with Jags.
Jaguars.
Jaguars money line, baby.
Okay, yeah, no, let's do that. Let's do some picks here. My pick of the week for week two, I'm going to go with, ooh, damn, these are a lot of good ones. I'm actually going to go with the Falcons being the Packers.
Historically, that's been the case.
No. Really?
Yeah, I mean, NFC Championship
2016. I think
2017.
I think it's really split, man. I think it's really split. because they've played each other a
well,
lot.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, they play, but I'm saying like recent times in that new Atlanta Stadium, like, Mercedes-Benz Dome.
For ones that you remember, the memorable ones, yeah, like.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't give him. Yeah, whatever. But yeah, no, I'm gonna go with my upset pick is gonna be the Falcons over the Packers in Lambeau.
My damn, this is a tough one. Like, my upset would be I can't even see it from here.
Do Rams Niners.
We got Lions Seahawks, Ravens Bengals.
We got Cowboys Texans, and Jets.
Rams 49ers, Chargers Titans,
Browns Giants, and Steelers,
Cardinals.
Well,
Jets Cowboys.
Oh, Mo, you can give us your lock of the week, man. Give us a lock, bro.
Oh,
bro, I really love this fucking. Well, I mean, I'm gonna tell you straight up, Eagles are gonna fucking. Yeah. Oh, the goddamn Vikings on Thursday night.
Money line,
no. That would be a lock. I want a Sunday lock.
I don't know, bro. Like, Jaguars. Like, I just don't know, bro. Like, this NFL season is weird, in my opinion. Week one was
don't
weird.
Don't feel
to
bad
me.
About week one, bro. You know the players. You know the teams. You saw how they played. Week one is week one.
My
reaction. Week one is over.
And week one is over, and it's time to get your shit together.
The only thing I'd be certain about it would be the Eagles beating the Vikings, but I mean,
that's probably a toss up game. I think we opened up as underdogs, actually.
I take the Commanders on that one.
I'm taking the Commanders.
And
like we said earlier, Sam Howell is capable of getting the job done, and I think he can do it better than Taylor.
I take the Jets over the Cowboys.
I love that pick, honestly,
because the last time these two teams played,
something to prove. They got something to prove.
The last time these two teams played, like, they just won.
Yo, Raiders-Bills?
I'm saying.
The handoff machine versus the NPC.
Let's see. That
I'll take the handoff machine.
I'm taking the handoff. I can trust the handoff machine. He's made it to a Super Bowl.
I'm a lot more excited for that one than I usually would be. But, yeah, no. I mean,
dude, Jimmy G's made it to the grand stage. Josh Allen hasn't even made it past the divisional round.
Like, shit. That is true. That is very true. Well, he made the championship game.
I'm sorry. My mistake, Josh Allen.
I mean, no.
You're a participant in the AFC championship game.
I don't think Josh Allen will ever, like, get there. I don't think he'll ever get there. But, all right, y'all. That's going to wrap it up for the premiere of Season 4. That'll wrap it up for us here. We're going to kind of switch it up a little bit with the format. With that being said, we're probably going to do more quarterly basis, like check in with you guys after Week 4 when we get a better sense of things. And that way we can talk more college football. Get some MLS in. Have that Messi's here.
The GOAT.
Yeah, so.
My new GOAT.
A lot coming your way. We're really excited. We're got big things planned this year, this season. And again, thank you so much, everyone, for supporting us and continuing to support us in our channel. Big shout out to Omar. Big shout out to Mahan.
Shout out to all the listeners as well. Yeah, really, like,
big
truly.
Shout out to all the listeners, man.
And we do this because we love conversation. We love talking about this. We love presenting to y'all. But really, like, truly, if you truly
shout out listen, to all my real Africans out there.
Shout out to everybody who listens to this pod. We appreciate y'all,
and we will see you guys soon.